Vayechi, Tavshin Pei. So really, there are a couple of questions here. The truth is we talked about previously, but it's kind of go over again, and then one new Nakuda. It says here in Perek Mem Tes, it says, Vayikra Yaakov El Bonav, and he called his sons, called to them, Vayomer Heasfu, gather together, Vagida Lachem, and I will tell you, as Asher Yikra, Eschem Ba'achris Hayomim. Right? Gather together, I will tell you that which will happen to you, Ba'achris Hayomim. Thank you. Hikavtsu, how would you differentiate? Congregate? Hikavtsu, Vishimu B'nei Yaakov, Vishimu El Yisrael Avichem. Congregate and hear me, B'nai Yaakov, and listen to Yisrael, your father. Then he goes in. This is his last will and testament to them.
What was the first person? Come and congregate around us,
and I will tell you what's going to happen to the end of days. And we know that Chazal teaches that Ruach HaKodesh fled him, and he wasn't able to tell them right about the end of days. And then he said, "Gather together and listen to what I have to say." And then the first two, there's two brachos he gives to Reuven and to Shimon, and he gives to all the sons.
When did the Ruach HaKodesh leave him?
When he wanted to say that, to tell them over what's going to be in the end of days. That it fled him. He wasn't able to say it to them. Right? Then begin the brachos. Now, what's interesting is that the brachos, right, the first two brachos to Reuven and to Shimon and Levi don't seem like such brachos. Right? Right, Reuven, what does he say? Reuven, Bechori Ata, you're my firstborn. Kochi Voracious Oni, you're my strength. And Voracious Oni was, we know that Reuven was the first drop of even semen, right? Well, first strength that Yaakov would call it. That came from Yaakov was went to be the source of Reuven. Yes, it's the ace, yes, or us. You were given, as it were, a great, what do you call it, you know, you were uplifted in strength. But pachas kamayim al tosar, but you're impulsive, right? Or as it were, pachas kamayim al tosar. I mean, a lot of ways to understand the pasuk, but you will not have any extra benefits as a result of this. Kelisa mishkavei avicha, az chilalti yitzui Allah. So basically, he's telling him what you're not going to have. You're not going to have this. You're not going to have all the extras that you should have had because you did an impulsive act when you moved. Let's say we take Chazal's version that you moved the bed out of Bila's tent and you moved it into Leah's tent. Because he wanted Leah to be to take what he called the first what he called the first position now that Rachel had passed away. So because he did that, so you're not going to get anything. You're not going to get the extra that you shouldn't have got. Then he goes Shimon v'Levi Achim, Shimon v'Levi are brothers. Klei Hamas v'Cheroseim, right? They're vessels of what he called violence. What he called they acquired, right? Or they took, right? V'Sodam al Tavon Nafshi. In their secrets, my nefesh was not involved. Bikalam al techad kvodi, right? When their gatherings together, in other words, it can be veiled references both to what they did in regard to Shechem, that they destroyed Shechem, right? They destroyed the city of Shechem that had taken Dina, their sister, and also they were the prime movers, as it were, in selling Yosef, right? 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 Al tavo nafshi bikalam al techad kvodi ki va'apam ha'argu ish, in their anger they killed an ish u'britzonam akru shor, right? They uprooted a shore. In other words, referring to Yosef, he's called the great ox, as we see later in his own brachas. So they did two bad things because of this, right? Then again, I'm not happy with you.
But they don't get brachas?
Oh, I was going to say, Arur, it just says, it focuses basically on what he's not going to have. He's not going to get the extras, right? It doesn't say anything per se positive. It just says, it describes him as the firstborn, and because he's pachas kamayim, because he's impulsive, so now you're not going to get it. You're not getting the extras you should have gotten. With regard to Shimon Levi, because they showed their violence, their anger, etc. So because of this, I was not with them in any of these decisions, not with regard to Shem, and certainly not with regard to Yosef, that's for sure. Arur apav ki az, their anger is cursed, right? We call it the Evrasav ki koshasa, their beyond anger, I don't know what you call it,
rage.
Right, thank you much. He really, it's very hard, their rage is very hard. I'm gonna scatter them amongst the Yaakov, right? And they will be spread out all over Israel. In other words, that's where the Rashi tells us that the result is that Levi, obviously, he doesn't have a nachla to himself. He doesn't have nachla to himself. He receives his parnas as it were through the vayser, and Shimon will be, you know, melamdei tinokus. He's going to go around from place to place, and even his nachla itself, even though he does have a nachla, but that nachla is almost swallowed up inside the nachla of Yehuda. So where's our bracha? It doesn't look like it's going to get a bracha.
Shimon got a nachla, but it's in.
It's like an enclave in Yehuda, and then to add to the stupefaction as it were over here. What does it say? It says at the end of the whole story. Mm-hmm. Here, when he finishes with the brachos, mm-hmm. It says. Says, Israel. These are all the shvatim of Israel. 12, right? Vizos asher dibur lehem aviyem. And this is what the father says there. Vayivarach osam ish asher kibir chasal. And he blessed each of them, right? Each one according to bracha berach osam. He blessed them. But I don't see any blessings over here by Reuben and Shimon and Levi. So
I don't understand. So first he went, gave Shimon and Levi and then he
added
the others.
No. They're all together. He went through each one of them, right? In the Chumash, you see, he goes through each one of them. What he called each one of the Shvatim, every one of them. The only thing is, at the end, it says that he blessed them all. Reuben, Lechora, you know, ostensibly, you don't see where Reuben got a bracha, where Shimon got a bracha, where Levi got a bracha. All you see is critique. Right. Okay. There's two things we really just wanted to discuss. One of them is what is this idea of that we said at the very beginning here in Psukim Aleph and Beis. What's the difference between Osfu vaGid Lachem as Hayikra Eschem Achris Hayamim, and then followed by Hikavtu Veshimu Bnei Yaakov Veshimu Yisrael Avicha. There's Hikavtu, right, and Hayosfu and Hikavtu. Okay, Pasuk Aleph Beis, right? So he says he asfu, and here it says he kavtu. They're already gathered together. How many times do you have to tell them to gather together? So the first thing we see is something we've seen before. We even learned it years and years ago in Lachliel, right? After Shabbos, we learned the same for Haredim, right? That's one thing. It's more than just that. And then afterwards, let's take a look at a different version of what these two words mean, Heasu and Hekavtu, and then maybe that'll give us an answer to our question of where are Reuven, Shimon, and Levi's brachos.
How did you know to refer to the Sefer Haredim on this?
We learned it once.
You remember?
Yeah, again, it made a big impression on me. Okay, so fine. So when the Gemara Pesachim says as follows: Narmu Shimon ben Lakish, VaYikra Yaakov el Bara, right? The Gemara Pesachim Nudvav, VaYomer Heasu VaGidel Lachem. Bikesh Yaakov legalos lebanav keitz hayamin. Yaakov wanted to reveal to his children the keitz hayamin. Notice it says yamin as opposed to yamim, right?
Summer.
The keitz is the end, and yamim would be days. But here it says yamin because it's the end of days. But the end of days, in other words, where Hashem's right hand Has that been revealed? It's kavyochol like hidden. His right hand, which is the hand of Chesed, has been hidden. When the time will come for the Gula to come, it'll not only be the end of days, Ket HaYamim, it'll also be Ket HaYamim, the end of the right hand of Chesed begin. It'll come out. We're going to call Shiasem's Chesed once again. So he says he wanted to reveal to them Ket HaYamim. The Nistalka Mimenu Shechina, and the Shechina left him. Amar Shemachas V'Shalom Yesh B'Mitosi Psul. Is it possible, right, that there's some sort of deficiency in my bed? In other words, my children. Is there something wrong with one of my children here? Right. Ka Avram Shiyotzei Ben Yishmael. God forbid, is this like Avram? Like Avram, who would call it, who out of him came a psul, came right. Like Chazal say that Ador Shlishi, right, Opaska Zuama Mavoseidu. Until the third generation, there was still some deficiency left in what we call Avos. So that's why out of Avram comes the deficiency called Yishmael, Avram, and for Yitzchak comes the deficiency called Esav. He says, why is Ruach HaKodesh fled me? Right? Why has it fled me? Yeah. Ka'avram sheyotzei minu Yishmael v'avi Yitzchak sheyotzei minu Esav. Amru lo banav. So his son said back to him, no, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They said to Yaakov, no, right? Hear us, Israel, right? Hear us, really calling our father, Yaakov. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem, who is what he called is Mashkiach Aleinu, and Hashem is one. We believe in Hashem's oneness. In other words, we're not as if we're trying to manufacture a reality based upon our own, you know, drives, our own desires. Not like Yishmael, who devises a false reality based upon Taiva, and not. Like Esav, who devises a false reality within which he lives, of power, right? Of power, etc. We live in the world of Hashem is Echad. We're with you. Amr Kashem She'ed Belimcha El Echad. Just like you, our father, Yisrael, in your heart, you've only got one Hashem. Kach'ed Belimenu El Echad. We've only got also one. Our worldview is one in that everything is the will only of Hashem. He's calling the shots, and we have to, as it were, have our footsteps in sync with the shots that he's calling, and not that we're going to manufacture our own reality and let him record and live in that fictitious bubble. So we're with you. This is the source of the Gemara says in Pesachim. This is the source of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus. Now, this doesn't say it in the Chumash. Shema Yisrael, we know it does say it, say for Dvarim in Parshas Veschada, right? Chazal tell us that Shema Yisrael had its origins even earlier than when Moshe Rabbeinu said it over in Parshas Veschada. The first time really that we hear about it is when Yaakov sees Yosef for the first time. After all those years of separation, right? Yosef is crying at Yaakov, and Yaakov says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right? That's the first time. And now again, when there appears to be some sort of dysfunction over here, I want to tell you, Ruach HaKodesh, what's going to be the end of days? And what happens is it left me Ruach HaKodesh. What's the story? Maybe you guys are not a proper clay keeble. You're not a proper vessel, right, to reveal this. That means there's something wrong. It isn't that I fail. Like, all along, Yaakov was so concerned about his failing with raising his family. He's so concerned, right? He had a havtacha from Hashem that none of his children died within his lifetime. Remember, he never see Gehenna. That means that he fulfilled his job description. That's when Yosef lost, he said, "Oh, it's finished. I'm going down to Sheol. Yeah, Yeshivan is gone. Record who now you can take Binyamin. All these things are recorded. I must have failed." And then all of a sudden, bang! Yosef is back. And Benjamin is back, and Benjamin did not take it. Everything is hunky-dory. So it's great, I did my job description. Now comes the end, very end of his life, and he wants to tell them what's going to be, how they can protect themselves, how they can guide themselves, how they can look out into the world properly and survive all the vicissitudes and the ups and downs of the end of days. And all of a sudden, he doesn't cross the stage. He says, well, what's the matter? Is something wrong here? Do you guys is there something wrong with you? No, they say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He answers to that, Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchuso, Le'olam Voyet. May the name of what he called, may the Midah of Malchus, the Midah of Malchus, which is the way Hashem runs this world, right? He He runs this world. The melech, right? He's like a melech, but just like we know, ein melech below am, right? Ein melech below am. There's no such thing as a king without a people who make him into a king. Otherwise, he's a joke, right? So that, and the way Hashem runs the world is, on the one, he's the king, but since he's ein melech below am, therefore, it requires our participation to cause his malchus to be revealed, which obviously creates potential, right, for lots of bad things being done. In other words, because if he's not going to force himself upon us, rather his presence is going to be dependent upon the way we are mamlechim, the way we demonstrate he's the king. So if a person chooses through his bechir chavshis to do bad stuff, so that Hashem's malchus is not revealed. So Yaakov realizes it's a dark world, and his response to their saying, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. Right, his response to Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad is, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olavad. May Hashem's, the Kvod Malchus, Baruch, let's go, Bracha, Shem, the name, that's the way Hashem reveals himself to us. That's his malchus. That's his, what we call his presence. May it be increased forever and ever. Right? Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayed. That's the bracha, that Hashem's presence, even though it's hidden in this world, should be revealed more and more, gives it a bracha. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayed. Fine?
Where are you right now?
Okay, so now.
So one second. You tell me now, this was from the Sefer Charedim?
This is not. What we just did was what he calls the Gemara Psachim. The Gemara Psachim, okay?
You haven't got the Sefer Charedim yet?
We'll get there.
After you mentioned it.
As I said before, my mitzvah Shem will change. Shem Yazur.
I'm going to come around and bother you.
Okay. Okay, so now, the Medrash, that was the Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara in Psachim suggested that told us that Yaakov felt that he couldn't give the bracha when Shechina left him. He was concerned that perhaps they were improper maminim in Hashem. That's what the Gemara says. The Medrash, there's a pasuk in Mishlei about this, but we won't say it. We call it the Medrash. The Medrash has a different approach. The Medrash says, right, Elazar ben Achloi Omar, Mikan Zochi Yisrael Kriyashma, Beshar Shahaya Yaakov Avinu Niftar Mina Olam, Karlash Shneimasar Bonav. He called his 12 sons together. Amalehem, this is the Medrash. Amalehem, Shivu El Yisrael, right? Shebashamayim avichem, right? Listen to Yisrael, right? Your father in heaven, right? Shema yesh bilvavchem machlokes ala kodesh baruch hu. He wanted to tell them shema. He wanted to be megalton of the kates. And once again, right? He says he's concerned that now, not that they don't believe, but Shem Yish Bilvavchem Machlokis Al Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right, that's the first thing he says. Perhaps there's the Machlokis. You're disagreeing with Hashem. In other words, you don't have full faith in Hashem. So he says, Tim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay, Kshem Shein Belivcha Machlokis Al Kodesh Baruch Hu Kachim Belivinu Machlokis Al Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So fine, that's just the same thing as the Gemara. But then, yeah. Oh, this is not what we call. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, well, this one doesn't help us. Doesn't add a new idea. It doesn't add a new idea. I apologize. Go down to the Charedim down below. Here, the Charedim has it. He says, "Well, he tired about Vonos Sha Adam Dashva Keva." The Charedim. Okay. Now the Medrash, really cool. The Medrash says basically it adds another idea, but it's not relevant for us now. The Charedim says as follows: Litayer ma'avono she'adam dash ba'keva. Fine, says the Charedim. Va'kina remuza b'parsha rishona b'pasuk rishon de kriyashma. The idea of kina, of not having kina for what he called for someone else, for another Jew, is already merumas, yeah, in the parsha of the first pasuk of kriyashma. Why? Mikubel Natvi Adenu Yaakov Avinu. We have a Kabbalah that when Yaakov Avinu, when he was going to pass on, Shinistalik min ha'olam shetzivanu v'zizanu ayichur Hashem. He used to mesech his brachos, etc. Okay, because of a Rambam.
We're saying Shema Rakim.
We'll see. We'll see. Right? He says, recall, he says, if you look at the last three lines, the bolded lines. V'zeh loshon Shema Yisrael. Sha'amra mekubalim, shu loshon kibbutz. Kwa yivyesham ha'shol es ha'am. The Lashon Shema Yisrael is a Lashon of what he called gathering together. Shema means to gather together also. Just like it says in Sefer Shmuel, Vayeshama Shol Es Ha'am, he gathered together the people. V'zeh Lashon Shema Yisrael, Sh'amru Mekubal, V'shu Lashon Kibbutz, K'mo Vayeshama Shol Es Ha'am, V'chol Echad Be'ez Kriya Shema, Miyachid Libo, Im Kol Adas Yisrael Medaber Elehim. He should join his heart, yeah, together with all the hearts of the Jewish people, right? The Jewish people. And he speaks to them, Shema Yisrael, Kulanu Be'ava, Be'kesher Lev Echad, Bli Kin of Asina. That we all join together, right? As we call to one another. We call to one another, and we say we all join together in Ava, with the Kesher Alev, without kinu, without jealousy, without sin, without hatred. And it's within that context, right? Within that context, that we're able to say, yeah, that we're able to say, that we accept Hashem as one. So the two ideas here in Shema, the first idea that we saw, that they responded, right? They responded to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu says, perhaps you've got a disagreement with Hashem. Perhaps you're manufacturing just like Yishmael and Esau did a false reality. They say, no, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In the Haredim, we see a different idea. We see the idea that the suspicion over here, that why was Ruach HaKodesh fleeing them, is because there's machlokas between them. Because there's disagreement between them. And they respond once again, no, Shema Yisrael, we gather together, all of us gather together and say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And this, we're unified. So the two things, as it were, that could cause, yeah, the Sivu Kashchina, that Yaakov wants to take advantage, he wants to be able to reveal to them what's going to happen at the end of days, and that which causes the Shechina to disappear is, one, a lack of emuna, right? A lack of emuna Hashem, or God forbid, also a lack of unity amongst themselves. V'nirmas b'kosuv d'chsiv hikovtzu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov. Gathered together, right? Remember, he said two terminologies. Remember, in pasuk aleph and in pasuk beis, pasuk aleph he said hey osvu v'agida lachem. Right? Gather together, I will tell you. And then in Pasuk Beis, he says, V'kovtzu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov. Congregate and listen to what I have to say. So how come he had to say it twice? Gather together and congregate. So the Chareim says, V'nirmas v'kosu d'chsi v'kovtzu v'shomu b'nei Yaakov. The kosha, ma'i kovtzu. What is he kovtzu? Hare omar lehem, he osvu. He already told him, agida lechem. V'arehim lefonav. They're standing in front of him. What is that? He already told them to gather together. How many times did he have to tell them to gather together? El perish he osvu ala gufos v'achar shahayu lefonav tzivo osam shiasiru melibam kinna v'sinna v'takrus. Right? Ki'ilu hem ish echad v'nefesh achas shim lo yasu kein yi'efshe lekabla aleim yichud shiyirtza v'yishra aleim ki nechsiv Rav Shim v'yichai d'haynu v'hu echad u miyashivenu. Right, etc. Ela rotz lober b'hu yisbarach eno shor kiim ki yisrael b'yichud leiv echad bli kina. So the idea being that the second, the two lashonos, right? We saw in the beginning that we asked why there are two lashonos. One lashon is gathered together physically, hey osvu, and the second lashon is not only physically but gathered together, in unity. So I have over here. Lechora, yeah. Two reasons why the Shekhinah could have fled him. One reason could have been because he was concerned that perhaps they weren't proper maminim, to which they answered Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And what do you call it? Right? Right? And the second one is machlokis. Like the Ramak says, the sort of shechinta begolusa, right, is sin eschinam. The idea of shechinta going into golus is because when there's sin eschinam. So to both of these, they responded, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. On the one hand, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, record, listen to us, they're talking to their father, right? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, just like in your heart, Hashem is one, so to our hearts, Hashem is one. And then the other approach is, Shema Yisrael, we turn to each other. We turn to each other and we say to one another, right? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem is all of our gods. He's Mashiach Aleinu on all of us. Mashgacha Prati. Hashem is one. So the two, the response to both of these concerns, either lack of proper emuna or lack of unity, is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Fine. Okay, why in fact, yeah, did Shina leave him, right? What he wanted to do was Hashem did not want him to reveal, what does it mean, the cates? He didn't, not that he was going to give him a date. He was going to reveal to them the technique, how to see through all the layers of darkness, so that it'd be easier for them, right? When they had to go through all the golos, etc., Mitzrayim, and then the subsequent galuyos, etc., he wanted to reveal to them, as it were, how to see through all the darkness. But Hashem wouldn't allow them to do that. Hashem wanted them to tough it out on their own, right? He wanted them to, what he called, in other words, he wanted to give them the capacity to see the emes, the truth, in the midst of all the darkness. And what Hashem wanted instead is that they should struggle through their emuna, right, through their faith, and come to conclude that there's an emes here, even though you can't see it. That's what he wanted. That's what the Sfasemes recalled above what he talks about. That's what he wanted for them. That's what Hashem wanted for them, and therefore Yaakov realized that he couldn't reveal to them the case. Instead, he gives them the brachos. Right? So again, their job description is really to live be'emuna, and through emuna to come to the emes. Not that he should give them a shortcut to be able to see the emes. So that being the case, I dare say, right, before we see this last Sfas Emes over here on page 2, right, I dare say that's part of the idea of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi not getting regular brachas, right? In other words, they're being told, you know, some people, right? Some people, life's not easy street. Life's not easy street. So Reuven has to live with the knowledge that this is the best for him, what Hashem is sending him. Even though, I could have had all this. He could have spent his whole life being bitter, right? He's going to spend his whole life being bitter. I could have had this. I could have had that. I could have had the next thing. And I messed it up. And he doesn't. He doesn't do that. That's his chelik in emuna. The Chazal say, the Medrash says, that when we say the bracha, Hashivinu avinu l'sorasecha, v'karvenu malkinu l'vunasecha, v'achzirenu b'zeshuva shleimu l'fanecha, right, that whole bracha, which is all a bracha, all about, yeah, I'm going the wrong way in life. I need to fix my direction, right? That's what a Hashivinu Avinu L'Sorasecha, that bracha is all about. Hashivinu Avinu L'Sorasecha, turn me around to the Torah. I'm facing the wrong way. Kaveinu Malkeinu L'Vunasecha, Hashem, I'm very far away from your avoda. Bring me close, right? Achziveinu B'Seshuva Shleim L'Fanecha, Ravavram Ben Agra means, what he called, I should have proper, what we call kesher to all of my fellow Jews. So that these are brachas are really monumental in terms of I'm going the wrong way in life. I got to turn around. That bracha was first said when Reuven was doing tshuva. Reuven's tshuva is really you know, it's not like, you know, we think of, I'll do tshuva and I'll get back what it would call it, you know, what I messed up on. Reuven has got to do tshuva and know that he's not going to have what he could have had, but he has to accept that be'emuna, right? Shimon and Levi, right? They could have had an easier life. They would have a regular nachla, right? Shimon, we said, is what he called, is absorbed inside of Yehuda, and Shimon is from him, we're going to come to Malamdi Tinoka, they're going to go from city to city to city to city to city to city, etc., right? all what he called, and Levi Bechlal doesn't have an achla. He's got to live off the meiser, etc. So they could spend their whole life with him thinking, being bitter of what he called, ach, you know, I messed up and because of that I lost out. Right? I lost out. No. This is your chelik. Your emunah that this is what's best for you. Your emunah that this is what's best for you. That's your bracha. That's how you're going to bring bracha down into the world. Everybody's got different chalakim. Everybody's got different chalakim. Think of it, think of what he called, think of Kayin. Back to Kayin. The Imri Emes, but back in Parshas Bereishis, where after Kayin, what he calls, after his korban is rejected. So Hashem says, why Lama Nafu for that? Why are you looking sad? So the Imri Emes says, wait, why should he look sad? He got a slap in the face. Right? He got a slap in the face. Right? Why should he look sad? You know? He says, no. Because you got to know that what he calls that, you got to accept that. You got to accept that also. That there are going to be times, there are going to be nisyonos in life where you're going to look at yourself and you can say like who am I? What did I do? You know, right? Like maybe I'm not worth anything. And that's an isayon. That's an isayon, because if Hashem didn't want you here, you wouldn't be here. So obviously Hashem thinks that you're not chopped liver. But when a person recedes, or a person descends into what he called, I have no purpose here, really what he's doing is, he's not being mamon v'Hashem. Now, I'm not saying any of this is easy, right? I'm not saying it's easy, but that's his chelik. His chelik is acceptance. I don't know why, right? Here, in their cases, they knew why, right? Reuven knew why. Shimon and Levi knew why. Right, with anybody can. So now you have two choices in front of you. You're standing at a crossroad. You can either, what do you call it, be bitter your whole life, right? And you can be bitter your whole life about, you know, the fact that I lost out on this thing, or I didn't have it, I'm not getting it. Or, what do you call it, or you can accept that this I know is my chelik in this world. And if I, as it were, accept this as my chelik in this world, right? So then I bring bracha down into the world because I'm accepting Hashem's presence. I'm accepting Hashem's guidance of myself. That brings bracha into the world.
What brings it into the world?
Bracha. Because it brings Hashem's presence into the world.
If you do what?
If a person is connected to the Rabbi Shalom, mm-hmm. So he brings Hashem's presence into the world. Whenever you give a bracha to Hashem, bracha to Hashem, what he calls, you know, King Melech Olam, Bari Priya Eitz, you recognize Hashem as the source of this fruit. So imagine alachas kama v'kama, you know, kavachomer ben benoshel kavachomer. If a person, as it were, accepts his lot in life, right? Again, I'm not saying even it's easy. It's not easy. It's not easy. But if he accepts it, imagine how much bracha he brings into the world. So this is Yaakov's bracha to them, right? Accept this is what he called, what's going to be your lot. It's a function of things that you did. It's true, but don't become bitter over it. This is your job description. Like it says at the end, all of them receive brachos. All of them receive the ability, as it were, to bring Hashem's presence into the world. Okay? So what we see so far, let's recap, just for a scooch. Right? Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal to them with greater ease what the end of days would be like. Right, he wanted to give them a clear picture how to penetrate all the darkness and see the emes. Hashem wouldn't let him do it. Why? Because Hashem wanted them, as it were, to reach the emes through the struggle of emunah. Right, through the struggle of emunah.
Who wanted Hashem?
Hashem wanted. Therefore, he wouldn't allow Yaakov to reveal it. Initially, Yaakov thought that perhaps there was some sort of flaw, either a flaw in their faith or a flaw in their unity. Right. To which the response is, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. If there's no flaw in our faith, we believe Hashem is Echad, and we have unity, Shema Yisrael, we gather together, we turn to one another and say, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So that's not the problem. The problem is not in our ability to be able to bring down Hashem's presence. Recall, it's not a flaw in us. So Yaakov understood that it's not a flaw, it's that Hashem doesn't want them to be able to easily see the emes. He wants them to grow, to give birth to themselves, as it were, through the struggle of emunah, and thereby realize that there's an emes behind all the emunah. And is it worry over everyone, which the other brothers, they get, you know, you have this strength, develop it, you have this strength, develop it, you have this strength, fulfill it, there's this strength, fulfill it. But Reuven, Shimon, Levi, he says to them, you lost out, right? But acceptance is also, what he called, is also a way to bring Hashem's presence to the world. And maybe it's one of the greatest ways to bring Hashem's presence to the world. Because taking your positive, your strengths, and using them, right? Okay, fine. Person feels self-fulfillment. But acceptance, right? That's an unbelievable, what do you call it? That's an unbelievable koach. It's so hard to do. But like I said, the bracha of Hashivim, Avinu, Sarasecha, the first time it said was when Reuven is doing tshuva. That is, right? That's the bracha, right? That's the bracha that's part of our Shmoneh Esrei. All built upon Reuven's tshuva. So let's just see another approach to what this he'asvu v'agida v'kavtzu v'shimu, right? The supsuk, I mean, why the terminology he'asvu and the terminology he'kavtzu. That's the svasem is here, right? Svasem is here in Tafresh Mem Dalet. But pasuk he'asvu v'agida v'kavtzu v'shimu. Shem beiz minei klisios. Two ways to gather together. These two approaches, again, this is a different idea, right? We saw in the Haredim that the Asvu is gathered together physically, and the Kavtzu is gathered together, unify, right? Right? That we saw in the Haredim. That's how you understood the two words. The Asvu is gathered together physically, the Kavtzu is become one unit, be unified. But what he calls the Sasemis is going to really call, give us a different approach over here. Mm-hmm. He says the first one, He'asvu, is a reference to Mashiach ben Yosef. And the next is a reference to Mashiach ben David. How so? V'yesh asifa lo'orer hashpa hayoredes min ha'shamayim. V'zeh b'chinas Yosef. He'asvu v'agid lechem. Right? In other words, there is the gathering together of the Jewish people who all unite to call down, to bring down the Shefa from Shemayim. Hashem, Hashem, answer us. Hashem, Hashem, answer us. Hashem, send your bracha down onto the earth. And that's the koach of Yosef. Right? That's the koach of Yosef. Why? Because Yosef is the master. Right? Yosef lives on a higher plane of reality. Yosef, his struggle to ignore everything that's happening over here and to live only in a world of light, only in a world of clarity, only in a world, right? His first son's name is Menashe, right? Jinashani Elokim is Kol Amali, right? I want to forget any bad things happening. He will not dwell, not for a moment, right, on anything bad, etc., the bad events of his life beforehand. Forget it. I'm living, right, in a rarefied atmosphere of light, of clarity. That's Yosef. So that's the koach, being able to bring down the shepherd from Shemayim, because you're attached to Shemayim. You're living in Shemayim. He's living in a perfect world. He refuses to be, what you call, affected by any of the events, right, called down here he's a tzaddik. He is living, right, in this world, ki'ilu, he's in another world. V'agmar v'asof who bechinas ben David he kavtzu v'shimu shu akoach ha-mekabel. But there's another koach, right? Once we call down, send bracha down to the earth, but we need something to hold it in. How are we going to hold it? How are we going to hold the bracha? That's the second. That's the second koach. That's the koach of Yehuda. That's Mashiach ben David, right? Mashiach ben David. Shu shu koach ha-mekabel. Right, the first thing we say is, speak to us, Hashem, speak to us, Hashem, speak to us, and give to us, give to us, give to us. That's what he called, that's the first thing we do, that's the koach of Yosef, to bring down from Shemayim down to the Aretz, right? Because he's living in Shemayim, right? So when we gather together, right, we gather together and we say, Hashem, we know you're one. And Hashem, it's like Kriyashma. We say, Hashem, you tell Hashem, Elokim, Hashem, Echad. We know what it calls, you're one. We recognize it. But you need afterwards, okay, so now I'm going to send it down, Hashem says. What are you going to do with it? So there you need a Kli. You need to hold it together. And that for that, you need Yehuda. Why? because he has the capacity to put everybody else together, to bring them all together. Because Yosef, for some people, right, they see him as on a different plane. They can't. He's too high up for them. He's too high up for them. But Yehuda, because his whole life experiences, he fell, he picked himself up, right? He fell, he picked himself up. David, who's most illustrious, really good descendant, he fell and picked himself up. The Gemara says about the pasuk that says on David, Uma gever hukam al shehekim ulo shel tshuva. He can pick everybody up. He can gather everybody together. He can make them into a unit, into a kli, to be able to receive the bracha. Because they can't say to him, oh, you don't understand where I'm coming from, you don't understand who I am, you don't understand what he comes. Don't tell me that. I've been there, done that, I know what he called, I understand what he called means to fall, and I understand what he means to pick up. You have to pick yourself up, right? Just like I pick myself up. So it continues, right? Right, so continues the Sfas Emes, who beis elu advarim nishar b'Yisrael la'olam. These two kochos of to bring Hashem's presence into the world and to make ourselves into a vessel that's able to accept, to receive, to hold on to Hashem's bounty in this world. Beis elu advarim nishar b'Yisrael la'olam k'moshe kosem b'chol yom anochim et tzavcho hayom. V'zeh nitkan shema Yisrael. In ken yis kol ayori mishamayim livnei Yisrael tamid. Right? We're calling down, we want Hashem, connect to us. Bring your presence into the world. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We say we recognize you're one. Bring your presence to the world, we recognize you're one. Ubechinas ha-tfila. And the Shemoneh Esrei after is, Yavona Shebelev. V'zei kavtsu v'shamu. Right? You want to be able to now, Hashem is one. And you want to bring His presence into the world. And on the coattails, right, of Hashem's presence coming to the world, all the things that man needs in this world. It's all the things that man needs in this world. Because when you recognize Hashem is one, so finds you, Hashem sends you down bracha. But what gives you the capacity to hold on to that bracha? That's tefillah. Recognize He's the source of my das, right? Like this is where tshuva, my slicha, etc. All the things that relate to me. When you say Hashem is echa, He's one, so find that's a very global thing, right? You recognize that's good. But you gotta know that everything in your mundane life is also from Him. Your tshuva, your slicha, first of all, your identity, das, your, what you call your tshuva, your slicha, right? Your redemption from the tzaras that surround you, the refuah that you need, the parnasa that you ask for, it's all what he calls the tefillah, is what makes the person, by recognizing that Hashem is the source of all of these things, it's all variegated, right? Hashem is one, please, we recognize it. But now, deal with your mortgage, deal with your bills, what do you call it? Do you recognize it there also? That's what tefillah does. It's like koach. Right, that koach is the koach of Yehuda. He can get down into the nitty gritty. He can get down into what he called into the lower parts, into the things that are the mundane, and recognize it. What he called that this is all from Hashem, all from Hashem. That's the koach of tefillah. That's why David HaMelech says to himself, "Ani tefillah, I am tefillah." So then the Tzvas Emes just summarize what he called it. If you take a look at it's five lines up from the bottom of the right hand column, six lines up from the, what do you call it, from the right hand column. Be'emes ikra bracha lo nizkar b'chol ha-shvatim. The truth is, if you look right in all of the individual shvatim, you don't see the word baruch. You don't see it. Only in Yosef. Only does the word baruch appear. Only in other words, by Reuven, certainly not Shimon, not Levi. The word baruch, I bless you with, that word does not appear in any of the Shvatim. No, it's not just Reuven, Shimon, Levi. That's what Sam says. If you look in the Chumash,
yeah.
If you look in the Chumash, you'll see here. Let's look. So Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, we saw already that now they get a bracha, they got a slap, right? In Yehuda. Yehuda, Atah, Yoducha, Achecha, Yodcha, right? It's all descriptions. The word Baruch doesn't appear.
Baruch, blessing.
Right, the word Baruch doesn't appear. You go to the next one. You go to what he calls, you go to Zvulun. Zvulun, it describes, you know, he's going to buy the seas, he'll be a merchant, etc. The word Baruch doesn't appear. Yisachar, once again, the word Baruch doesn't appear, right? Dan, the word Baruch doesn't appear, right? It is because there are positive things being said, but the word Baruch doesn't appear. God, the word Baruch doesn't appear. Asher, the word Baruch doesn't appear. Naphtali, the word Baruch doesn't appear. All of a sudden, you come to Yosef. So look over here. Ben Poras Yosef. Ben Poras Ale Ayin, right? It, what does it say? Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, right? Birchos, two. The word bracha, plural, two. Birchos Shamayim Me'al. Birchos, again, plural, two. That's four. Tomer Vetzatachas. Birchos, again, two, plural, that's six. Shadayim Baracha. Birchos, again, the word bracha, we call plural, eight. Avicha Gavrual, birchos, again, what do you call the word bracha, plural, ten. Atavas Givus Lam. Tien L'Rosh Yosef, L'Kokod Nizir Echav. Right?
How many times? 10 times?
There was, it should have been 12. I didn't count right. Right? Hey, Pabim Birchos, Trey Mashmai, Masora. Oh, by Varechacha. Right? V'chsi, V'yivarachis Yosef, Harei Yud Beis. It says V'yivarachacha, and it says V'yivarachis Yosef, right? So altogether there's 12. So Yosef, who is the one who lives, right, God, in Shamayim, he is the one who becomes the conduit of bracha for all 12 Shvatim. In other words, he brought it down, but the bracha is going to go to all of them. It doesn't say by anybody else. It only when he called, only Yosef has the ability to bring it down for Shamayim because he's living in Shamayim. So he brings down all the brachas for all of them, all 12 Shvatim. All 12 Shvatim. So now let's what he calls. So let's sum up this what he calls with the Sfasem starts over here. Another version of Heosvu and Hikabtsu. The idea that one has to try and recognize the truth, right? To bring down what he called, to recognize Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Everything what he called that Shema Yisrael speaks to, that Hashem is one, Hashem is one. That becomes a source for bracha. That becomes a source for bracha to come down from Shemai. But to be able to receive it, we have to daven. We have to daven. We have to recognize as we come down to the nitty gritty of this world, right? That what he called that he's the source of our das and the source of what he called the source of our tshuva and slicha, etc., all those things, and then we become a proper klei kibul to receive the bracha. So we saw two perushim, right, and he also yikabtsu, and maybe understood a little bit more about where the bracha of Reuven, Shimon, Levi actually, yeah, it makes an appearance.